Governor Charlie Baker used his final State of the Commonwealth address to look back on the last 7 years of his administration, while also calling on lawmakers to embrace a series of tax cuts. Last night, the governor also addressed political polarization. WBUR's Steve Brown attended the governor's speech at the Heinz Convention Center and joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
A lot of this speech seemed like sort of a victory lap for the governor. He began with a long list of accomplishments leading up to early 2020, but then he said, and then came COVID.
Yeah, a good part of the speech was devoted to getting the state through the pandemic. Now, let's face it, COVID-19 has dominated pretty much everything for the past 2 years. Over that time, Charlie Baker has received a lot of praise and a lot of criticism for the way that he has responded to the pandemic. He took time in his speech last night to thank essential workers as well as the National Guard for their efforts. And he acknowledged the people of Massachusetts, saying they collaborated, created, reimagined, and made the unbearable bearable.
You know, there's an old expression about what you learn about people when they're truly tested. Well, for the past 2 years, the people, institutions, and communities of this Commonwealth have most definitely been tested. And time again, you've adjusted and you've responded. And together, we set the course for a comeback, and it's working.
This is Baker's last year in office, but as we mentioned, the governor also indicated his upcoming budget proposal would include new tax cuts. Can you walk us through those?
Sure. Today, he presents his budget recommendation. He wants to double the tax break for families with children and dependents, eliminate the state income tax for 230,000 of the lowest paid workers in the state, and he wants a bigger tax break for renters and property tax relief for senior citizens. Last night, he didn't say how much these cuts would add up to. He says they are needed to make Massachusetts competitive with other states. He pointed out that one offshoot of the pandemic is that many people are finding that they can work from anywhere. So he's hoping these cuts will keep people from leaving Massachusetts.
And what kind of response did that get from some of the Democratic leaders in the room?
Yeah, they're cautious. Many members of the legislature were in the audience last night, including House Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka. After the speech, both were noncommittal.
You know, we'll take a look. We realize that people are still hurting from COVID, so we'll take
a
hard look.
Sure, the money's going to the people who deserve it, the people who are the most adversely impacted by the pandemic. So the devil is always in the details in these things.
The governor ended by talking about trust and cooperation, and he seemed to get a little emotional.
Yeah, he tends to do that. He was talking about how state and local officials have had a good working relationship to solve problems. He cited the Merrimack Valley natural gas leak from a few years back. He said that trust and cooperation led to solutions, but acknowledged that it's become more difficult to build trust. He railed against what he referred to as a poisonous brew stoked by social media and fungible facts.
Trust is where possibility in public life comes from. If you can't tell someone you work with, partner with, or collaborate with what you really think, it's very hard to do small things, much less big ones. Now, here in Massachusetts, we've done big things and small ones. At a time when so much of our public dialogue is designed to destroy trust, to manipulate facts, and to pull people apart, we've partnered with one another and shared success and blame along the way. We should continue to focus on building and maintaining positive, collaborative relationships because they work for the people we serve, and it's what most voters expect from us.
Now, collaboration and trust have been a common theme throughout Baker's terms, especially in recent years when the political dialogue on the national stage has turned much more toxic.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rupa.